Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 13. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. These words are a message from God addressed to the aging King David. He had a desire to build a magnificent temple for the Lord, but the Lord had a different plan, a greater one. David had been a man of war. His son Solomon was to be a man of peace. God's words are a prediction that it was the son who was to build the temple for the Lord. For my name designates what God had made known about himself. But the prediction prophesies more than that. In the next generation, Solomon would reign in Jerusalem and build his fabulous temple there. But David was to look forward to an even greater descendant than Solomon. This is the one who would reestablish God's domain in people's hearts and reclaim them as living components in his eternal sanctuary. A dying world awaited David's son. This is the one who would come from heaven to cancel mankind's guilt by becoming one of us, and by serving and obeying perfectly in our place, and then suffering and dying as our substitute to cancel the penalty against us. He would be God's son, and also a descendant of David. That's why it is so significant for us that Mary, his virgin mother, was from the family of David, and that her child was born in Bethlehem, David's town. In him, this ancient prophecy began to be fulfilled for our benefit. Lord God, when I realize how in past ages you predicted and carried out your plans to restore our fallen race, reassure me you will carry out your plans for my future. Remind me you want to have me be a citizen of heaven as a partner with Jesus, trusting your mercy and experiencing your majesty. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.